take this opportunity to welcome our Darrow campus students, as well as those of you by Roku and by the internet. I want you to know I'm so glad to be connected. Thank God for our apostle. Thank God for this school of ministry. And I thank God for all of the students that are here and online. I want you to know that you are connected to one of the greatest apostolic anointings to be placed in the earth realm. If you do not despise your connection will bring you to that place in God where He can fulfill everything in your life that He desires to do. Amen. Father, tonight we thank you for the precious Holy Spirit. He's the true teacher. He is the only teacher. The Holy Spirit knows all things. The Bible says, yes, He searches the deep things of God, and He reveals them unto us. So, Holy Spirit, we acknowledge before the people that you are the only true teacher. The only things we know are the things that you reveal to us. We thank you for our apostle tonight. We thank you for the royal family. We thank you that everything that's connected to him is ever increasing. Thank you for all of the instructors who are up under this apostolic government that we operate as one man, and we appreciate the unity of the Spirit that exists in this school. So help us tonight, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're in chapter 7. We've been talking about the manifestations of the Holy Spirit during times of revival. Amen. We're in chapter number 7, and I think we're on the point of talking about maintaining the genuineness of these manifestations. Is that right, sir? All right, and we're up on number 2 under that. You maintain the genuineness of a revival by apostolic teaching. Read. There is no substitute
for apostolic teaching.
Because
revival experiences. Are supernatural and sovereign.
They are supernatural and they are sovereign. That means nobody can stop them. Are you listening? Because they are initiated by God Himself. And in every revival, God has a specific agenda, a specific task that He wants to accomplish in the earth realm. Are you listening? Go ahead, sir.
The book of Acts is the central prototype.
Is an essential prototype
on revival in the end
times. On revival in these end times.
When Pentecost came,
when the day of Pentecost came,
the apostles needed to move with the Holy Spirit.
Watch, I'm going to put another word in there. In sync, in harmony, in union with the Holy Spirit.
And to teach others. What this revival was all about.
To teach others what this New Testament revival is all about. Now, I want to say this. The New Testament paradigm means the way you think. In a revival, you have to think a certain way, because remember I said New Testament revival never comes to an end. Are you listening? So in New Testament revival, we have to have a heaven to earth mindset. We must get rid of this old theology that the only reason we're here is to prepare to go to heaven. That is not the gospel of the kingdom. The gospel of the kingdom say God's will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. Are you listening? Jesus came down from heaven to do the will of God in the earth. And he left us here to literally occupy, which is a military term saying, conquer all of your foes, make them your footstool, then come on in. I love it. Do you understand the type of authority you possess as a New Testament believer? Conquer your enemy. God gets no glory until every enemy is made his footstool. Jesus is the head of the church. We are his body. The last I checked, my feet was not on top of my head. Are you listening? But my feet, by the direction of my head can tell my body where to go. Are you listening? And the Bible says every enemy must be made his footstool. And the last enemy to be destroyed is death itself. Read your Bible. 1 Corinthians 15. Not tonight, though. Go.
They have to flow in revelation knowledge.
You have to flow in revelation knowledge.
And apostolic wisdom.
And you have to flow in apostolic wisdom.
To establish the church in its proper structure.
To establish the church in its proper structure.
To keep in step with the revival.
To keep in step with the revival.
Apostolic teaching.
Apostolic teaching.
Helps consolidate the individual.
Helps to consolidate the individual.
And corporate experiences.
And the corporate experiences.
For forward movement.
For forward movement.
And for the spiritual process.
And for the spiritual process.
Of maturing the church.
Of, watch this now, maturing the church. Maturing, causing us to do what? Grow up. One thing I hate victim mentality. Always blaming somebody else for what you are not achieving. Quit blaming the devil. He can't even stop you. Are you listening to me? I don't care what come against you. Get out of victim mentality and don't accept pity from nobody. You are born to overcome. Are you listening? Read, sir.
Developing discernment.
We must develop discernment.
We need to recognize the fact.
We need to recognize the fact.
That when our experience is unconventional.
That when our experiences are unconventional.
Or even extraordinary.
Or even extraordinary.
It does not necessarily mean.
It doesn't necessarily mean.
That is not from God.
That is not from God. Stop. Now, y'all know what that mean, huh? Y'all mean, see, all of us are used to seeing stuff happen a certain way. Get comfortable with it happening that way. And if it seemed to happen another way, we say, that's not God. Y'all don't want to talk. Amen. Don't work out the way we think. Oh, Jesus. Oh, I'm going to show you some stuff in the Bible going to make you go there. Go ahead, sir. In the Old Testament,
God required his prophets.
God required his prophets
to do some extraordinary thing.
Notice the word extraordinary thing. But watch this. Not only extraordinary things, things that would make the human mind go crazy. Now, some of y'all going when some of this stuff is unrevealed tonight, you're gonna go, huh? Because it don't fit nothing you could think about that God would tell somebody to do. Okay, read, sir.
In Isaiah 20, 1 through 3.
In Isaiah chapter number 21, verses 1 through 3.
Isaiah had to walk naked and barefooted for 3 years.
Isaiah the prophet had to walk naked and barefooted for 3 whole years.
Ezekiel chapter 4.
Did you hear that? I know the lost half of you. Huh? In Ezekiel 4.
4 through 5.
Verses 4 through 5.
Ezekiel was required to lie 390 days.
Ezekiel, the prophet, was required to lie down 390 days
on his left side.
On his left side.
And 40 days on his right.
And 40 days on his right.
And then prepare his food on a fire of cow dew.
And then I got it. It's okay. I give you the notes. I'm good. Look. And then he had to prepare his food with fire. Watch this now. On top of cow dung. Some of y'all wouldn't ate it. You'd have told the Lord no. Go ahead, sir.
In John 9, 6 through 7.
And in St. John 9, 6 through 7.
Jesus himself healed through different and extraordinary ways.
Jesus himself healed through different and extraordinary ways. In John 9, it speaks about a man who was born blind. Blind from his mother's womb. The Holy Spirit told Jesus, spit. I love what our apostle revealed in that. He was literally recreating his eyes. And I'm a child of the 70s. let's do it again. Because whatever he did before, he can do again. I believe that God is still opening the eyes of the blind. Are you listening? But here's the problem. When people have challenges, they don't trust. They whine. I thought you told God you wanted to walk through the storm. I thought that you wanted to go through the fire. Come on now. How you going to get a miracle if you're afraid to go through stuff? I wish somebody would act like God know what he doing. One prophet, Obadiah, you read it in your Bible. It's not in the notes. God told Obadiah, I want you to marry a prostitute. And then go tell Israel how I feel. Now, I wonder if you, a man of God, God told you to go marry you one of them. You're going to say, you know what, Lord, I turn in my resignation. Ain't nobody got time for that. But God said, I wanted my prophets to do some extraordinary things. Are you listening? That's some powerful stuff. See, God will tell an apostle, kick over a flower pot to cause a tremendous move of the spirit. That's the kind of people you have to have. He ain't got time. God done have him to give a motorcycle. He did everything to it. There's a word I'm looking for, but decked it out. You know what I'm saying? He put everything he could on it. The baddest motorcycle probably in the nation. He are preaching God, call a name out to him. Amen. He act like he didn't hear. So God wouldn't even answer me again. God said, you know, he had to give that thing away. Isn't that something? Gave a motorcycle away, not a minute and five jets. Never know what God's going to tell you to do. Y'all understand that? Are you listening? So Apostle Thompson is not some ordinary man. He's a man of the Spirit. He's a man that strives to do everything God tells him to do. Are you listening? That's why money coming is not out here on t-shirts and on the back of a sticker on a car. He don't want this to be some little fad. It's spiritual. It's supernatural. And it's for us. Every member of the body of Christ have the same opportunity to come out. But they must not look to him as the source. They must take the words that God put in his mouth and put in their mouths and honor him as a prophet. And honor him as an apostle, as a man sent from God. Everybody in this school, you must connect with your seed. Because where your treasure is, where your heart at. Be a partaker of what's going on in this school. If he got to make 300 millionaires, you better sing, I'm one of them. But you got to give like it. Go ahead, sir, next point.
It is appropriate. Therefore, to approach unusual manifestations.
To approach unusual manifestations.
Of the times of refreshing.
Of the times of refreshing.
With caution.
With caution.
But not with blanket negative skepticism.
Y'all understand, a devil around every corner and under every rock. Are you listening? There are things that God do that's not going to line up with our human minds. Or the way we've saw things, or the way it happened in our church. Because y'all know when you come to one of these apostolic churches, you know what people say, huh? Well, my pastor didn't say, well, look, go back to your pastor. That's the word of the Lord from me to you. Go ahead.
We need to sit. Under revelationary truth ministry.
We need to sit up under revelationary
truth ministries. If we are to become mature and spiritually discerning. Staying under the influence and impact. Of such an atmosphere. Helps us to distinguish between soulish. And spiritual experiences. That's why apostolic teaching. Is necessary in every new move.
Watch this, every new move.
And visitation to help the church to mature.
To help the church to mature.
And to discern between soulish. And spiritual experiences.
Now, if you've been following Apostle for any length of time, he told you that the soul tries to mimic the spirit. Are you listening? It tries to mimic. That's why a lot of people think they're doing things that they're not actually doing. Are you listening? God is not a mind, he's a spirit. Are you listening? But you have to engage your mind by getting it renewed. See, the Bible says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. The Bible says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We have to think God thoughts, connect to God ways. Are you listening? Think, have God feelings, have God purposes and agenda at heart at all times. Okay, go ahead, sir.
When proper revelation. Teaching accompanies a new move. It weeds out soulish. And keeps the movement. And the manifestations. And ongoing spiritual experiences.
Now, I wanted to say this to you. That's why it's important to have apostles, because all doctrine. Are you listening? Is governed by apostolic ministry. I don't care what your pastor say. I don't care what the teacher say. I don't care what the prophet or the evangelist say. Heaven to earth government began with the apostles. Jesus trained 12 apostles and told people they got to get it from them. Can't bypass the apostle to get to Jesus. Are you listening? That's reality. And if anybody tell you there are no modern day apostles, they just got rid of the head of the church, because Paul was not there. Hello, somebody. Yeah, I know the 12 voted and that's okay. I ain't gonna be mad at them. They cast lots to get the next one. One who was there from the beginning, one who saw all the miracles, one all of that. But last I checked, it was Jesus who chose them. Oh, y'all see, there you go. And it was Jesus who appeared to Saul on the road to Damascus. Hello, somebody. That's what we got to get back to. Are you listening? Only the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus gave the gifts. God set them. Man can't do that. That's okay. That's okay. Go ahead, sir.
James 3:15.
When we move out of the spiritual
and when we move out of the supernatural and descend to the earthly
and the soulish,
we are courting danger.
In other words, you're getting out there on Satan's territory. Are you listening? There's a wisdom that comes from God. It's not sensual. Are you listening? It comes from God. Are you listening? Okay, go ahead, sir.
Christians who do not discern. Are not mature enough.
To discern.
Can move their initial supernatural. Experience out into the soulish.
Their supernatural experience out into the soulish realm. Come on, chapter number 8. Name it.
Why some lack physical manifestation.
All right. Chapter number seven was about the physical manifestations of the Holy Spirit during times of revival. Chapter number 8 talks about why people don't move into them. All right. Go ahead.
Each person experiences. A different type of manifestation. Of the Holy Spirit. In a given meeting. The level and the type of manifestation. Will vary to different degrees depending upon the following. Number one is our individual personality. Now, I'm going to say this. That's very important.
Because see what the body of Christ try to do? They try to look for sameness. There are diversities. Are you listening? Are you listening? One thing apostle always trained the young men around him. Are you listening? Because he's a father. He say, follow me, but don't lose your uniqueness. Are you listening? That's why everybody, even twins have different DNA. I'm talking about fingerprint. Amen. Identical twins, but got a different set. Because we need to know which one of y'all identical ones did that. Isn't God something? Now you think about that. We have something called, they look exactly alike, but them fingerprints can distinguish them. What a God we serve. Go ahead, sir.
A person individually can either help or limit
the physical manifestation.
A wholesome person can allow a better and more consistent flow
of the spirit.
A fearful and a timid person
can throw a lot of self-inflicted limitations
to slow down the Holy Spirit's manifestation.
Y'all know a lot of negative people? Huh? Are you listening? They're afraid of everything. The devil around every corner. Amen. Be careful of people who are always talking about what the devil doing. They not reading their Bible. Because Jesus never talked about the devil. Yes, indeed. Read your Bible. Jesus ain't talk about him. Jesus had no time to talk about him. He was too busy whipping his butt. Go ahead, read.
A careless and naive personality. Can cloud the physical manifestation. Through soulish.
Or through foolish expressions of it.
Number two, knowledge of manifestations.
An individual who lacks the knowledge of the Holy Spirit.
Manifestations. Can become too afraid of cautious, thereby limiting it.
You know already. See, I'm training him, y'all. Don't get upset. He know he do it once every class. I'm going to get him one day to just do what I teach him to do. Okay, read that again, sir.
Spiritual manifestations. Can become too afraid. Or cautious, thereby limiting it. The lack of revelation. The lack of revelation knowledge. Can lead to supernatural captivity. Number three.
The preference of human will.
The Holy Spirit will never violate the human will.
Hold up. That's one thing we need to get straight. God will not violate your human will. I don't know why people get upset with choice. Are you listening to me? A woman, you know, all this, the women's liberation movement, they say, was about giving a woman a choice. Really? Now think about that. You got to think. Don't let people think for you. Think for yourself. Are you listening? And that has to do with having a baby. Come on now. Are you listening? They exercise the first choice when they lay down. I'm Kermit the Frog. I'm just saying. You understand? Choice was involved. Are you listening? Are you listening? If they decide to keep the baby or to do away with the baby, there's still a choice involved. But remember this, you cannot eliminate the choice, and the government can't do it. Are you listening? And that's what people need to know. And if people wouldn't be so fearful and parents wouldn't, Lord Jesus, if the child makes a mistake, are you listening? You understand. As believers, we got to know how to handle situations. Are you listening? But your children cannot relate to you, will never come to you if you make them live a life of fear. if it's not reverential. Y'all understand? I'm talking about a fear where they can't share nothing with you. Because you had it all together and you know everybody who say that line. And as good as you think you were, all of us disobeyed them parents. In the church and out the church. Amen. Amen. And I'm not talking about it all the time. Got to be something to all of us disobeyed parents. Did something mom and daddy told us not to do. Amen. And we still here. Saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost and with a mighty burning fire. I'm just trying to help you. I'm just trying to tell you, if God saved us, are you listening? He can reach your children. Don't fear it and give them to the enemy. Allow them. Amen. They're going to make mistakes, but you got to be there. Just like God is there for us. All right. Thank you very much. Read.
The Holy Spirit will not violate the human will.
The Holy Spirit will not violate the human will
of any individual who does not desire to allow the manifestation.
Who does not desire to allow the manifestation
of the Spirit.
Of the Spirit.
Only the human will.
Only the human will
of that person.
Of that person
can open up those physical manifestations.
Can open up those physical manifestations
of the Spirit.
Of the Spirit
in his own life.
In his own life. Y'all understand that? Nobody can do this for you. You have to yield and be open to the moves of the Spirit. You can't come in with no mindset because you can't box him in and you can't control him. In St. John 3, the Bible says, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but thou canst not tell from whence it came, and thou canst not tell where it goes. So is everyone that's born of the Spirit. Did you catch that? That was to give you an idea that when you are flowing with the Spirit, people can't be trying to figure out what God is doing. Because he's not the God that you can figure out. That's why Jesus didn't perform miracles in the same way all the time. Are you listening? He did it whatever way the Holy Spirit directed him at the time. Are you listening? No limits. No boundaries. Read.
Some may feel that some types are more important than others.
Some types of manifestations are more important than others.
We will only receive that. What we desire earnestly for.
In other words, you have to see, we have to, in this generation is now craving the supernatural. And you can only meet the supernatural with the supernatural. Are you listening? Satan have people selling out to him, but his power is not greater than God's power. Are you listening? So we ain't got to be afraid of no witch. Amen. None of them people. Are you listening? I remember me and my brother, Dr. Phillips, my twin brother. Amen. Well, don't get upset. I say twin. You heard me. If Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger can be twins, Dr. Phil and I can make it. We were out one time in Florida, and we didn't even know, but we went sit outside of a place where they were reading people palms. Right? Well, nobody came in. So y'all got to go. What they talking about? Well, what had happened was, y'all understand, there was a different spirit sitting there, and them other spirits wasn't going up in there. They y'all blocking up our flow, our chair. Y'all got it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We wasn't there to get no reading. Because we didn't have to get a reading, we read. All right, the word. Go ahead, sir.
Number four. Positive response through yielding.
Positive response through yielding.
Being open passively. To the Holy Spirit.
To the Holy Spirit.
Moving this is insufficient. Being open passively.
Being open passively to the Holy Spirit's moving
is insufficient.
Is insufficient
to see the manifestations of the Holy Spirit.
To see the manifestations of the Holy Spirit. That's with anything in life. Passivity. That's why they sung the song, "Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior." Medium, fast, and slow. Still the same song. Jesus ain't passing you by. Are you listening? Unless you're not paying attention. Amen. Read.
When we are positively yielding.
When we are positively yielding.
By taking necessary steps.
By taking the necessary steps.
To allow the Holy Spirit.
To allow the Holy Spirit.
To have more of us.
To have more of us.
The Holy Spirit manifestations.
The Holy Spirit manifestations.
Will become evident.
Will become more evident in our lives. Read.
We must yield to the inner flow of the Holy Spirit.
We must yield. Notice what it says. Yield. Give the right of way to the inner flow of the Holy Spirit.
In our hearts.
In our hearts to be manifested.
We must create space.
We must create space.
For the moving of the Holy Spirit.
For the moving of the Holy Spirit.
To become visible.
To become visible.
And audible and through us.
To become visible and to become audible in and through us.
Number five. Concepts about manifestations.
Concepts about manifestations.
When we think the physical manifestations.
When we think the physical manifestations.
Are not important.
Are not important.
We have already limited the Holy Spirit.
We have already limited the Holy Spirit.
Manifestation in our lives.
Manifestation in our lives. Now, that's true of anything else. Can I be honest with you? You will only get from apostle. You can get the full flow or your limited flow. It depends on how much you want to receive. See, some people have brakes on you. You understand that? Some people have a limitation in how far they want to go with you. Y'all don't want to talk up in here. Notice in the life and in the ministry of Jesus, anybody who walked away from Jesus, he didn't send back to go and get them. Where the church get that from? When people stop following you, it's because they no longer believe in you. And when they walk away from you, they need to do like Eddie Kendricks. Keep on trucking, baby. Because they're not going to be any good. When people walk out of your life, let them go. Turn the page and keep going with God. I left a many church folk behind. They told me I was going to hell. Well, hell must be really good. The hell with falling religion and tradition. Go with God. Read, sir.
When we lack proper working.
When we lack proper working.
Concepts.
Concepts.
About the Holy Spirit.
About the Holy Spirit movements.
We become cautious.
We become cautious.
And fearful.
And fearful.
About allowing those manifestations.
About allowing those manifestations.
Number six.
Number six.
Intensify spiritual hunger.
Intensifying spiritual hunger.
God does not allow full manifestation.
God does not allow full manifestation
of the Spirit.
Of the Spirit.
Except in accordance to the intensity.
And except in accordance with the intensity
of spiritual hunger.
Of spiritual hunger.
The lack of persistent longing.
The lack of persistent longing
for God.
For God.
And of pressing on towards a greater release.
And of pressing on towards a greater release.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Can prevent the Holy Spirit.
Can prevent the Holy Spirit.
From moving in full liberty.
From moving in full liberty.
Intensified spiritual efforts.
Intensified spiritual efforts.
Can open the doors of the heaven.
Can open the doors of the heaven.
Above us.
Above us.
Number seven.
Number seven.
Types of atmospheres in the meetings.
Type of atmospheres during the meetings.
Spiritual environments.
Spiritual environments.
And atmospheres.
And atmospheres.
That is conducive.
That is conducive.
For the Holy Spirit.
For the Holy Spirit.
Move will move.
Move.
Will result in spiritual breakthroughs.
Will result in spiritual breakthroughs.
The spiritual saturation. Atmosphere
the spiritually saturated atmosphere
can enhance and trigger
the
physical manifestation
the
leading minister
is
also important
is also an important factor.
His
leadership anointing
can help lead the people together to enhance a corporate anointing
That's why you need the apostle.
The type of fruit on the tree.
The type of fruit on the tree.
Will depend on the orchid.
Will depend upon the orchid.
The tree is in.
The tree is in.
And the type of soil.
And the type of soil that it's planted in.
The type of fruit.
The type of fruits.
Or manifestation.
Or manifestation.
Will speak volumes about the tree itself.
Will speak volumes about the tree or the leadership itself.
It will also unfold the nature of soil.
It will also unfold the nature of the soil.
And the nourishment.
And the nourishment.
It is receiving from the surroundings.
It is receiving from the surroundings.
Which is producing an evidence in the fruit.
Which is producing an evidence in the fruit.
That's the end.
Well, next week is exams. So do your homework, be diligent, and everybody enjoy a wonderful holiday season. And remember, honor your apostle. Put seed and send some seed in. Are you listening? Yep, that's right. That's how we roll. I appreciate you. Good night.